Yeah, got a new show for y'all.
Yeah. Y'all know it's Christmas times. That time to you to buy some gifts. And I'm throwing a great sale at officialhorsetwins.com.
Get you some patriotic t-shirts.
Get you some beard products to keep that beard nice and clean.
Yeah, nice and looking nice.
Smelling good.
Got some hats.
Yeah. Fellas, if you out there walk around and your beard smell like Hillary Clinton's feet, go to my website and get you some of my beard products. You're going to have to beat your wife off of you.
Oh,
that's
man.
How good it smells, man.
Yeah.
Got that good, clean, conservative smell. Don't forget, if you're white, use discount code white privilege. You get 25% off. You know why? Because you're white.
You get privileges because now, of that.
Now, if you're black, now, you better not use that discount code. You know better than that. I got a discount code for you, though. Because me and my brother, we do believe in equality.
Yeah, we do.
We do. We truly well, do.
Kinda.
You stupid. Hey, you use discount code sellout to check out. I give you 25% off, too.
Yeah, because if you're watching us, you are a sellout.
Race black people.
Yeah, you're a race traitor. Because they took our black card.
Well, they can keep it. I don't care.
Yeah.
I am. Y'all, like Democrats, they want to go genderless. I'm colorless. I'm raceless.
You raceless?
Yeah. I don't see race. All I see is human beings.
Besides, I could pass for Puerto Rican if I want to.
Hell, I can even be Arabic.
Especially with these damn beards.
I shaved this mustache off. I could change my name to Saddam Hussein.
And you crazy as hell.
Hey, let's get to the topic at hand.
I'm just trying to say I'm racially ambiguous.
Ambiguous? What the hell word is that?
I think
ambiguous. Yeah, that's the word I'm trying to say. How you say that word again?
Ambiguous.
Yeah, I'm racially ambiguous. I can even be
ambiguous.
White. Racially ambiguous.
There you go.
There you go. Ambiguous. Learn a new word today.
Man, you make AOC like a damn valedictorian.
No, I might make Joe Biden look like a valedictorian.
All right, look here, man. All right, here we go. Matter of fact, I got an email from this guy. He said he was biracial.
Uh-huh.
He was half white and half black. He said he wants 50% off.
Yeah. Yeah, if he could get 50% off, if he could use both discount codes.
Oh, man. Sound like a liberal asking some bullshit like that. All right, look here. All right, today's topic is the lawsuit in Texas.
Yeah.
But before we even get into that, YouTube's coming out with some new law, some new
changes.
Yeah, some mandates for us content creators.
Yeah, they don't have a constitution. They just make the rules up as they go. It would help YouTube if y'all had a constitution, something.
Yeah.
Where y'all had to follow the same rules.
Yeah.
Because you telling us what to do, like, it changes day by day. How the hell are you going to tell somebody not to talk about a certain topic?
Yeah.
Ain't that kind of fascist?
Yeah, so this is the email, well, the information YouTube put up before we get to this topic. Look.
I'm sure there's some good people at YouTube, man.
Hey, man, can I read this?
Go ahead and read it, man.
Thank you.
Tell them what. Y'all listen up, man. This is what YouTube's
saying. Okay, update on YouTube's election efforts, including how we're handling community guidelines pertaining to election-related misinformation.
Yeah, they amended it.
Our policies, this is what it says, our policies disallow content alleging that widespread fraud or errors changed the outcome of a historical U.S. presidential election.
Can I say something? Can I say something, YouTube? That's cool. That's cool, but why does y'all let all these people, all these media outlets run with this Russia collusion hoax?
Yeah.
No proof.
Yeah. All over your platform that said that the president of the United States colluded with Russia to win the election with no proof. Turns out there was no proof, and he got clear to that. But that information was rampant on your platform.
Yeah. So it'd be cool if y'all followed your own rules.
Yeah.
It'll make it a lot easier on your creators.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all should come out with y'all's constitution.
They don't want a constitution, then.
Yeah, they don't want to stick those rules. They want to make them up as they go.
If y'all follow the United States Constitution, y'all wouldn't send that out like this.
Yeah.
Look here, okay. Our policies disallow content alleging that widespread fraud or errors changed the outcome of a historical U.S. presidential
election.
But
you ain't got no policies alleging Russia collusion. Man, y'all are some hypocrites, man.
And you're right. this is a historical U.S. election. This is going to go down in history. But look here, we allow this type of commentary for current elections as election officials work to finalize counts. December 8th was the safe harbor deadline for the U.S. presidential election. States need to resolve contested elections by then. No, they don't. They don't have to by then.
Yeah. Where you get that from?
I mean, it's always been a guideline.
Yeah.
But if the court's involved, the state legislatures get involved, that date, nah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Y'all making up your own rules.
It's up to the state legislatures. Yeah. The U.S. Constitution affords them that power.
It's not up to
you two. Yeah, where's that in the Constitution? December 8th. It's up to the state legislators.
You tell them, Keith. You tell them, man.
I done told them. December 8th was the safe harbor deadline for the U.S. presidential election. States need to resolve contested elections by then. No, they don't. What's today's date?
What the hell? Y'all trying to tell the state legislatures how to do their job? Y'all crazy as hell. What power do YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, or any social media platform have over the state legislature?
Yeah, the states, not YouTube. Y'all got a lot of power, though, I guess.
Damn, man.
Okay,
y'all got some big balls over there.
And them balls is huge.
Them balls big as cantaloupes. Balls so big, they took some watermelons and put them inside a pillowcase.
Look here.
Okay. Y'all dragging y'all's nuts.
They're so big.
It's some big-ass balls you got.
Look, states need to resolve contested elections by then, and enough states have now certified their election results to determine president-elect.
Like I said,
I mean, y'all shouldn't really say that because the courts are involved, the state legislatures get involved. Mm-hmm. You should leave that up to the states, not by by YouTube. But anyway, as such, just here we go. Mm-hmm. As such, starting today, we will remove new content uploaded on or after December 9th, mm-hmm. 2020, alleging that widespread fraud or errors changed the outcome of the 2020 U.S. presidential election. For example, we will remove videos claiming that a presidential candidate won the election as a result of widespread software glitches or counting errors. This is in line with our approach towards historical U.S. presidential elections. Content that includes sufficient EDSA context may remain on YouTube, similar to how we allow COVID-19 medical misinformation that violates our policies to
exist.
That's
a lie. I did a video on a black lady claiming that there was some over-the-counter medicines people can take to help them overcome the Chinese virus. Y'all took that video down. Yeah. Y'all took down medical professionals' videos
that claimed this
medicine.
She was a doctor that claimed she's treated like hundreds of patients.
Yeah.
None of them died, and she told everybody how she treated them. Y'all took our video down.
And everybody else's. So it would help if y'all follow your own rules.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Man, it'd make my life so much easier.
Yeah, if your content is impacted, you will receive automated emails from our system regarding this content. As we ramp up our enforcement.
You hear that? They said they're just going to send automatic emails to people. So they got this AI system that's a leftist with purple hair, had 50 abortions, got one on the way.
Yeah.
That's what the AI system looked like. It's a fat lady with purple hair. She's had 50 abortions. She's got green and purple hair.
Yeah.
She's looking straight crazy.
Yeah, as we ramp up our enforcement, we'll initially remove violative.
Ramp up their enforcement, huh?
violative videos without giving a strike. We will begin issuing strikes for new content uploaded after Inauguration Day, January 20th, 2021. So today's video, YouTube, it's not about election fraud.
Yeah.
It's about what Texas did. They filed a lawsuit with the Supreme Court alleging that Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin had unconstitutional elections.
You hear that? We ain't talking about fraud today. We ain't saying nothing about fraud. What we talking about today is the Texas lawsuit.
Okay.
Said those fallen battleground states held unconstitutional elections. That's what we talk about. No fraud.
Let's start with Pennsylvania. Okay. Now calm down. Let me lay the foundation.
Lay the foundation, man.
We'll start with Pennsylvania. This is what caused Texas to stand up like patriots.
Yeah.
And file that damn lawsuit.
Man, what would this country be without Texas?
Man, without patriots.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is what happened in Pennsylvania. Now, they made some changes to their election laws,
mm-hmm.
which were unconstitutional.
Yeah.
Right? Now, before this election, if you filed like mail-in voting, you had to follow these rules. It had to be a signature.
Mm-hmm.
The signatures have to match.
Yeah, it had to be envelope had to be postmarked.
The envelope had to be postmarked.
Mm-hmm. Just to name a few.
Just to name a few, right? Mm-hmm. But the state of Pennsylvania, without the assistance of the state legislature, changed how mail-in voting was conducted in that state. Which is fine if the Constitution of Pennsylvania was amended.
Yeah, if it went through the state legislatures.
Yeah.
It's all fine and dandy, but the problem is the governor of Pennsylvania went around the state legislature.
Yeah, because he went to the state legislature and said, look, we need to make some changes.
Yeah.
Let's throw out these signatures, the signature match, throw out the postmarks. Hell, let's make it where you don't even have to have your ballot in a damn envelope. Just have the ballot and you can vote. The state legislature, who's Republican.
Yeah. Majority Republican. They said, nah, you can take that leftist crap out of here.
Yeah.
We believe in the Constitution.
Yeah. So the governor's like, okay, well, watch this.
I don't need y'all. Man, take that Constitution and, man shut up.
So the governor.
I was going to curse, but you know I'm a Christian now. Hey, I couldn't curse.
Yeah, so the governor.
The governor of Pennsylvania don't care about the Constitution of state of Pennsylvania or federal Constitution.
So the governor of Pennsylvania went to the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah.
Which is 5-2, 5 leftists to 2 patriots.
Yeah. You got 2 people to actually read the Constitution, interpret the Constitution how it's written. The other 3, is another 3 or 5? Yeah.
5-2.
Yeah, 5. The other 5, they're just politicians. They're not judges. They're there for only one thing, for their agenda. They could care less about a constitution or how the law was written.
So
all they care about is power.
So with the help of the governor and the judges on the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania, they circumvented the legislature.
Yeah.
Now, the Constitution gives the power only to the state legislature to change election laws.
Yeah.
When the governor and the judges of the state of Pennsylvania, when they did what they did to make those changes to election laws, that's unconstitutional. Unconstitutional. The only time the judges should get involved when it comes to laws in that state is having hearings regarding laws that are maybe unconstitutional.
Right.
They don't get into the process of changing laws.
Yeah.
But that's what they did in Pennsylvania. And again, I'll say this again. The U.S. Constitution and the Constitution of the state of Pennsylvania, the only people that have the power to change laws, election laws, is the state legislatures. They didn't do that. To change the election laws in Pennsylvania, you have to amend the Constitution, which is no easy feat.
You have to have the majority. You have to have 2 votes, and you have to get the majority each time.
Yeah.
Then you have to put in the paper and make sure you make the public aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
Then it has to be on the ballot, and the citizens have to vote on that.
Yeah.
The citizens were never asked, never told, or anything. So that's why Texas is suing, because they're saying those laws that they passed was unconstitutional, that disenfranchised Texas and all the other states.
Yeah. So that's why Texas is suing.
Louisiana.
So Texas and a bunch of other states, Louisiana jumped on, but they're suing Michigan. They're suing Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, saying that they disenfranchised the other states in this country.
Now, there was back in 18, I forget the date, but a similar law was trying to be passed in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but it was considered unconstitutional.
It was considered unconstitutional. Yeah. They wanted to make a change to the absentee ballots.
Yeah.
And back in, I forget the year, but it was over 100 years ago, they said, no, if you want to make changes to how the elections are held in the state of Pennsylvania, you have to amend the Constitution. So there's been prior cases similar to this.
There's precedent for this.
Yeah.
I mean,
and we have everybody, a Constitution that's laid out in the Constitution. When this goes up before the Supreme Court, which this case that the state of Texas is pursuing, it's not going to these smaller courts like small claims and shit like that. See, that's what Rudy Giuliani and Gina Ellis and Trump team, they're going to small claims court. They working their way up to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and they throwing stuff out. It's not small claims, though.
I'm just saying, they starting at the lower level and have to work their way up to the Supreme Court. Nope, the states go directly to the Supreme Court. And if the state Supreme Court reads the Constitution and interprets the law as the Constitution is read, it's no shadow of a doubt that these elections is going to be considered unconstitutional because the state legislature was never involved.
Never.
The citizens was never told.
Yeah.
They went around everybody. That's like Trump. That's like the governor of Pennsylvania coming to the office saying, I'm going to make drinking and driving legal, sign it, and give it to the Supreme Court, and they pass a law.
No, that's like Trump walking in Oval Office saying, man, I'm bringing slavery back. Give me a piece of paper. Slavery back in order, signed Donald J. Trump. Yeah, let's get it done.
That's what they did in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
That's what they did in Wisconsin, Georgia.
See, the founders.
Michigan.
See, the founders of this country.
Yeah.
Even though they were some racist white men, they were smart.
Yeah, they wasn't they wasn't perfect, but they were very brilliant, man.
Yeah, that Constitution that they wrote out is brilliant. Yeah. It has checks and balances.
Yeah.
We have three branches of government.
Yeah.
We have checks and balances on each other.
Yeah, whenever a law is going to be amended, it has to be a majority.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we got checks and balances. Now the Supreme Court going to get involved to see if, in fact, I mean, I'm not an attorney. I'm not in the law school. I ain't with law school.
Right.
But I ain't no damn fool neither. I already know. Let's see if the Supreme Court has the balls, the courage.
Well, not even the balls or the courage. If they just there.
Just do your damn job.
If you just do your job. Just do your job and enforce our Constitution.
Yeah.
How it was written. We're fine. Because if they do that.
Yeah.
The only remedy that these states have. All these changes that were made, all these votes that was attributed to the changes they made, you have to throw them out.
If they're unconstitutional, you have to throw those out.
Yeah.
Again, we're not discussing fraud here, YouTube. We're talking about
the constitutionality of these votes from these mail-in ballots.
Yeah.
Nobody said anything about fraud. I want to make that very clear. You can tell that AI system you got, everybody. We ain't talking about fraud. We're talking about the Texas lawsuit. They're claiming that all other states were disenfranchised because of the unconstitutional rules that these governors in these respective states made changes without telling their citizens, without telling the public.
Yeah,
they made up their own rules. They're doing a lot of things that YouTube and Facebook do. You make up your own rules as you go.
Yeah.
So and it makes it hard on us.
I mean, if you would have went through the process, if these states actually went through the process and says, okay, let's go through the state legislatures, and if they voted for it and put it in the paper and do all these other things and then put it on the ballot like they're supposed to put on the ballot for the citizens of each and every state to actually vote on it, and if it went through all that, that's cool. But you didn't do that because
those state legislatures, those state
they wasn't having it.
They would have laughed you right out of that damn
Yeah, they ain't
house.
Having it. So I'm thinking it's real good.
I'm thinking it's real good.
I think so, man. But every time, man, it's like
it's black and white.
What if you come here in a couple of days, whenever the Supreme Court hands down that decision on this?
Yeah.
And they say something crazy.
Like what?
I don't know. Something about that these changes was not were constitutional.
How? It's in the Constitution that this is, it's
man,
not. Yeah, there's a process.
Hey, you forget.
I don't even care if there's a global pandemic. If there's a process, if you want to amend the Constitution.
Yeah, I know
they
that.
Didn't follow. That's black and white.
I get
that's
that.
Clear cut. Case over.
I get that, man. But this is, you forget what year this is. 2020 has been crazy. I mean, this year has been insane.
Yeah, you got people actually burning down buildings and hitting people over the head with bricks, looting stores, and they call that a peaceful protest in 2020.
I mean, I just seen
they called our president a white supremacist in 2020. They ain't got no proof.
I just seen the Portland police get run off by a bunch of protesters throwing stuff at them. I mean, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
What happened to the balls on these men in Portland?
Well, those balls have been castrated by their politicians. And the majority of them politicians is left to cut their nuts off. If your governor says, hey, you better not arrest anybody, they're peaceful protests. What can you do, man? Obviously, you could at least got them on disturbing the peace.
Man, I'm just going to sit back and watch. I'm not giving up hope. Again, YouTube, we're not talking about fraud. We're talking about the constitutionality of these changes in these states when it comes to the election laws. Yeah. I feel like I've been disenfranchised.
Yeah, took away my vote.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at it. I mean, the Constitution is black and white. It's simple.
Laws change. There has to be an amendment to the Constitution.
The law is on our side. It Republican
is.
Side.
Yeah, it is.
The law's on our side.
Yeah.
I don't see any way how the governors of these respective states that made these unconstitutional changes, these alleged unconstitutional changes, I don't see any way out of this. The Supreme Court has to rule in our favor.
And there's several
the
states.
The law is the law.
Yeah, several states have jumped on.
Yeah.
A whole lot of good red patriot states.
But Texas
is leading the charge.
Yeah.
Good old Texas, man. I was finna move to Texas, man.
Yeah, it was either Texas or Vegas.
Should have moved to Texas, man.
The only reason why I didn't go to Texas, y'all got twisters picking up people and just throwing them.
Picking up cows, throwing them 200 miles down the road.
If I move to Texas, I need me a storm
man, you be in Texas, man, sleeping 2 o'clock at night, that damn horn go off like that damn movie, The Purge.
Yeah.
Damn twister coming. Get your ass in the basement, boy.
Man, I can't move to Texas. I seen that movie called Twister. I said, hey, man, you crazy hell if you think I'm moving to Texas.
See,
I'm moving to Texas, Kansas, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Man, y'all had them F5s out there.
Yeah, see, in Virginia where we grew up, they have them little small tornadoes, them little F1s.
Yeah, them F1s. I don't even call them F1s, man. They're dust storms.
They little liberal tornadoes.
But, them tornadoes in Texas in the Midwest,
they be 2 miles wide.
They be like, they don't be like 100 yards wide. They be miles wide. It's horrible.
But anyway, I don't know how we got stuck on twisters and cows. Keep your eyes on this lawsuit.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a game changer. Well, not really a game changer. It's our law.
Yeah.
It's our law. And these states totally didn't follow it.
Yeah.
And these are.
And we are a republic.
These are the elected politicians in those states, and they totally disenfranchised their own citizens. Didn't even ask them.
The governors, the judges.
They made the changes.
Yeah, the judges. The judge.
The governor made their own rules.
And y'all call Trump a damn dictator.
Yeah. Explain that to me. When has Trump went in this office and made a new law and said, make it happen? Your politician did that. Your liberal politicians.
Yeah. But anyway.
And we some Uncle Toms. We the sellouts.
Yeah. Man. I'm over here fighting for your freedom. Damn clowns.
Yeah. Y'all some fools, man. You liberals, man. Y'all, I swear to God, y'all got half a brain.
Anyway, I was going to say that the, I can't even say it.
What? Oh, yeah, the F-word.
Hey, I can say this.
Man, this has been a great video about the constitutionality of those elections in those states. Yeah. We didn't even talk about the F word. We talked about what's right and what's wrong based on our Constitution. That's what we talked about in this video. We're not discussing that one topic.
Yeah, I can't believe YouTube gonna send out something saying December the 8th, it's done and over with. Oh, yes, tonight. That's why they did this. I mean, what happened in Florida when it was Bush Gore? Did they make a determination by December the 8th?
I don't think so, man. And that was one state.
That was one state. I mean.
Yeah.
Hold up. Let me read that again. Should I read it again?
What, that thing with YouTube's at?
Yeah, that one little part, man. That was crazy.
Hey, did Facebook send anything?
No, Facebook, they don't tell you nothing. They just do it.
They just do it, huh?
Yeah, they just do it. Look.
Fascist book.
Look, we will allow this tape, this type.
Tape.
We allow this type of commentary for current elections as election officials work to finalize counts. December 8th was the safe harbor deadline for the U.S. presidential election. States need to resolve contested elections by then, and enough states have now certified the election results. I said, but it's still not over. They still, you got to let the Constitution play out. All these remedies that Trump's seeking is in the Constitution.
Yeah.
That determines everything, not this date. Our Constitution determines that.
See, the thing is, a lot of you liberals, you people on the left, you think the Constitution is outdated. That Constitution is brilliant. It's revenues for the left and the right. If people will follow the Constitution more often, like on social media, Facebook, YouTube, we wouldn't be having a lot of these problems, man.
Yeah.
We'd be everybody be on the same page. But the problem with these big tech platforms, man, they make up their own rules.
Yeah, and they censor.
A lot of those rules.
Yeah.
is totally takes our Constitution and just makes it like our Constitution is false, makes it bad. I mean, if you follow the Constitution, just follow the rules of the Constitution, we'd be all on the same page.
Yeah. I mean, the only place where you're hearing this is pretty much through, like, people like us. It's not the mainstream media putting this out there for the most part.
Yeah.
And now these big tech platforms is going to censor us. Now we can't even say it.
Yeah.
I mean, the news can say it, but they choose not to. You know what? This country would be a whole lot better off if the news actually did that job, because they have the power over everybody. They could check the left and right and make everything good for both sides.
Yeah.
But now they play their favorites.
Yeah.
And they divide all of us. This all falls on the media, and now big tech is getting involved trying to do the same thing.
It all is big tech and social media. All they're doing is pointing fingers at, oh, it's the Republicans. Oh, it's the liberals' fault. No, man. If
just like that stuff with the COVID, with the bill, the stimulus. Oh, it's the Republicans. That's why we ain't got no stimulus yet.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. You keep thinking that. It's both parties. It's both their fault.
Yeah. I mean, our government has a lot of work to do. In mainstream media, you have even more work to do, because a lot of the problems we're having today is because of you, because you have a liberal bias. Yeah. But all the media that you see on TV, all the news networks, all of them are liberal.
Yeah.
Even Fox. They're like half and half now.
That's crazy. Fox News.
Yeah. Fox News and flipped. I mean, we still got Tucker.
That's like a damn.
Still, we still got Hannity.
That's like damn Georgia flipping tonight. What, Georgia done flipped? It's going to Biden. That's crazy as hell. But anyway.
Yeah.
I can't even. Can I say it's still not over? I can't even say that. So censor. I didn't say it.
That is censorship. When you tell people what they can't do and they call themselves a publisher. No, you guys are acting like creators, like you're creating this content. You're telling us how to do our job. Yeah. You're supposed to be just a platform. I'm the creator.
Yeah, I'm the
That's
content.
Left up to us and other creators. You people call yourself a platform. You got all these protections. No, you guys are not acting like a platform. You're telling me how to do my job. I mean, I can see you coming out and telling us, hey, you can't do this and that because it's dangerous for kids or adults. But we're not doing any of that.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't actually talk about, I don't know if that's fraud or not, I'm just saying. We can't actually talk about it.
Yeah.
But y'all can, on YouTube, y'all got all these videos, millions of views, where they're saying the president colluded with Russia and y'all didn't do nothing.
We can't even say that there's evidence out there, which I'm not saying it is.
Yeah.
I ain't seen no evidence, actually. I ain't seen not one shred of evidence.
What?
Messing with you.
Hey, no, but seriously. No, we didn't see no evidence. Tell them.
I ain't seen shit.
Okay, there you go.
See? I know what we talk about in this video. We talk about the constitutionality of this damn election just passed.
Yeah.
That's what we talk about. We ain't talk about no damn fraud in here.
Yeah.
You ain't even say, only time I say it fraud is when I just say it right now.
So this is the thing, YouTube. So when these changes go into effect, are y'all going to delete all those videos saying Trump colluded with Russia?
Yeah, because that was proven false.
Are you going to remove these videos where people actually claim the president's a white supremacist?
Yeah, how about Ilhan Omar saying Trump rallies were KKK rallies? You going to take that down?
Yeah. Are you going to delete that video of Ilhan? What's her name?
Just call her Omar.
Y'all going to move that video of Omar when she said the biggest terrorist threat in this country is white people?
Now, that was crazy.
That was crazy as hell. Even if it was true, why say it?
Yeah. Yeah, I know that's not true. All I got to do is go to FBI statistics. Let's see. White people killed this many people. Okay. Latinos killed this many people. Damn.
Black people, African Americans. That's what they account for 50% of the violent crime, murders, rapes in this country.
That's crazy.
And look right there.
They only make up what 12% of the population?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why and did she say? And the demographic in the population of black people?
Yeah.
8% of the black population is accountable for 50% of the murders.
Violent crime in this country.
Yeah. It's the dudes. You know, the
white
black
people. They the majority. 70% of the population.
Whew. Damn.
Wow, somebody lied to Omar. Somebody lied to your ass.
Nah, she know
either that or you can't read.
She know it. She just spreading propaganda. That's all she doing.
Yeah.
She appealing to her.
You know what I wish, man? people just need to start thinking more for themselves, whether you're a Republican or you're liberal.
But most people don't, half the country don't
you
do that.
You have to think for yourself, especially if you're a black American. You need to start thinking for yourself, because if you actually thought for yourself and you researched everything that you heard about our president, you would know everything, a majority of things that they said about this man was just totally false. Totally false. If you did your own research.
Yeah.
Somebody came to me the other day, man, I don't like Trump because he said all Mexicans are rapists and murderers. I said, can you show me that video? I want to see that. I must have missed that one. Yeah, you heard about it. They took some things out of context what he said.
Yeah.
Because Trump is not a politician. It's easy for these leftists to take things, some things he said and twist it. Yeah. Like when he came out and said he's a nationalist. See? That's a whistle for the white nationalists.
That just means America first. You put Americans before everybody else, regardless if they're white Americans, they're black Americans,
yeah,
Arabic Americans.
Man, Peter came out, I'm a white nationalist.
Then I'm like, whoa, what the hell? You tricked us.
That's putting white people first, but he just said he's a nationalist.
Yeah, that's all nationalists mean.
They take things out of context. You don't research things.
Yeah.
And they trick y'all, man. Y'all fall for it every election. That's why, like, a majority of black people still to this day, they vote Democrat, because they actually think Democrats have their best interests. Yeah. Oh, well.
Right.
It's like talking to a damn brick wall, man.
Hey.
That's like, you listening, man? Hey, you damn African American. I'm talking to you, man. Huh? Hey. Man.
Hey, So, I don't know how I'm going to end this video.
Today, let's recap this video. We talked about the Constitution, and what the Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, Georgia, Michigan, yeah, what they did that could be viewed
as
unconstitutional. That's what we talked about in this video.
Yeah, and that's why
Texas. Ain't talking about nothing come from under tables, anything, taking ballots and throwing them in the machine. Ain't say nothing about that.
Didn't say nothing about no poll watches.
Yeah, I ain't say nothing about that.
But anyway, keep your eyes glued
to that Texas lawsuit. And I know there's
several other states on it. Keep your eyes glued to that Texas lawsuit. All those other states that jumped on board.
Yeah.
Those Patriots, those damn red states, they jumped on board.
And the lawsuit just makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
That was a damn good show.
Yeah.
Go to officialharshtwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again.
Yeah.